3, 2, 1. You on, Owen?
Alright, Abed, how's it going?
Yeah, fine, mate. Ideally, I'd like to do this face to face, but Nanita.
Oh yeah, Danny. It's what it is.
It's what it is, man. So, ti pobl ddim yn arbo chdi gymryd hynna, no offence. Ond, ond, wel, sy'n ysdi ac i dechrau rest o, like, weather all that?
Wel, pan o'n i'n tua pimp ddim fel, yn y gwylio fel. When watching it, I was about, yeah, so it was about five. And it just captivated me. I was just this little, like, fat kid, and I was sitting in my nan's front room. I was like, what is going on? There's these larger, like, characters, and I was like, what is going on? I've never seen so much muscle on a man, do you know what I mean? It was crazy. And then I think from there, it just sort of kept going.
Really? Because, well, in school, all the kind of hidden thing, like, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, do them really... cofio ti'n bod yn obsessed amdano fo. Ella fath o blwyddyn saith yn whatever. Ond...
Well, doedd ni ddim, really. O'n i'n obsessed pan o'n i'n... Ysgol gynnar, definitely.
Yeah.
O, absolutely obsessed. I wouldn't, well, gofyn i... ask anyone, do you know what I mean?
As were we all, though. As in fath o... Dwi'n cofio... O'n i'n... Nes i gael... O'n i'n gael that top... Allowance neu pocket money, whatever you want to call it. Ag... Na, nes i gael y dalig ag y full set of all, the top 10 WWE minifigures hefo'r ring hefyd.
Yeah.
A funny enough, dyna pryd nes i ffinio allan bod Sean Corn ddim yn wir chwaith, achos...
De?
Yeah, I know, man. Na, cys nath Rob being brafyd o'n, nath o ddeud,
yeah.
Oh, Kerry sbio yn y cwpwr na, sbio beth yna. And I should go and gweld her minifigures, my gyd, Undertaker. And even a joke, hold on, yeah, obviously not.
And yeah, honest, no. Right, honest. Right, don't come in a piss, right? I'm bottom out, and he showed up a mam. I can even go, you know what? The one thing you've never, ever, ever told me, and you've never admitted to me, is that Father Christmas isn't real. I go, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Is, man.
What do you mean? So, doing in the now, right, about to be 20... Mum refuses to tell me. I mean, it explains a lot, probably.
Yeah, explains your kind of
want to wear tights and all that kind of stuff.
No, I said pryd nath o yn gystod leol, pryd nath o dechrau, because mae'n quite a recent thing, ynddo.
Oh, yeah, blwyddyn diwetha. Just diwedd half diwetha, dwi'n meddwl.
Yeah.
Yeah, oedden ni allan.
Dwi'n cofio, yeah, faint o competitions ydy'n gwneud o'n?
Well, Bron, dwi'n literally di bod ar dau show, literally dau show.
Yeah.
Do, ac o'n i fod i gael, o'n i fod i cychwyn mis diwetha, dau mis yn ôl, ond literally oedd ar wythnos ar ôl, nath lockdown cychwyn, so oedd pob show just i cael i ganslo.
Yeah.
So o'n i fod i cychwyn fel properly, Well, yeah, dau mis yn ôl, ac o'n i fel, literally, I was ready for it, you know what I mean?
Lle mae'r fights, then, if you can call it fights, neu lle mae nhw? Like, where do they take place?
Oh, well, town halls. Yeah. Town halls. Well, at independent level, town halls, holiday parks.
So independent level,
yeah. It's the same place you'd get a gig, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's the same place that you do. It's all sorts. I went to a show... on a show in Liverpool in Hangar 34, TNT Wrestling, I went on mental, literally, for the venue, with the LM Tramshed and Cadet.
Still independent?
Oh, yeah.
So I think I tell them, you know, then?
Yeah, well, they met her, anyway. Literally, now with Cychwyn, so just Eished Profiad, so just Eished
So, obviously... of our lockdown. Did Alan carry to well and fit, as in...
Oh, just get him option, do you hang and carry him on?
Yeah.
To make sure, how when you've already cychwyn, like, I don't want to slip behind, you know what I mean? I want to be one step ahead, if anything.
No, yeah, exactly. Ydy fel, ti efo, as in fel, oedd gennych chi dates yn set up yn barod dan ffordd.
Oedd.
Yeah.
Oedd.
Pryd oedd un o'n?
Oedd. O'n a, dwi'n 20th a 27th of March, o.
So, basically, like, right after...
Oedd o literally a wythnos ar ôl. Yeah.
Cos dwi'n cofio fi'n dod adra. Nes i ddod adra ar y 20th, oedd yna lockdown ar y 21st, oedd, dwi'n fawl.
Oedd,
Yeah, so be di'r fath o... Os na fel script process cyn yr actual fight, neu is that...
Yeah, right.
So well, ma'n unscripted.
It's a massive misunderstanding. Massive misunderstanding.
Go on.
Did you omen... My own...
Because my get...
It's a sport,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's a sport, but it's not a competitive sport.
Okay.
That being, you're not working against the person you're working with. You're working with them. You're working for them.
Okay.
So your safety, you see the stuff they pull, like a lot of the, you'd have seen the stuff when you were a kid. I mean, everybody did, and they're flying off things and chucking each other through stuff. Like, they're doing it to protect each other. They're not actually trying to kill the other bloke, and it's obviously so all that you know most of the time. I think when you get to the higher levels, so you've got your WWEs and stuff, they've got, that's sports entertainment, so a lot of the time they will have a script that they've got to follow.
Yeah,
but a lot of the time, well, especially on the independent level, and even on obviously the bigger stages of things, but
yeah.
What happens is you get told, right, I want him to go over, so that means so he's going to win.
So,
and then but then it's completely up to you. It's completely up to you. It's like it's like it's art in a way. So you're mimicking like in a dance routine. It's like in a dance routine. You're working with that other person to try and make the audience believe, even though they know it's not real.
Uh-huh.
It's to make them to have that moment, and that's all it is. That's what it was to me anyway. It's what captivated me when I was a kid, is the fact that it's the ability to bring out emotions. Do you know what I mean? It's exciting. It can be heart wrenching. I remember, I'm not even gonna lie, there's one match, and it's Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels, and it's Ric Flair's last match. So he's wrestled for so many years, and Shawn Michaels idolized him. And then anyway, this last match, it's like the grandest stage memorial, and he beats him. And there's been a book, but who wrote the book? Jim Smallman, he's a promoter who ran Progress. He wrote a book about it, and he says, it sounds bizarre and it sounds daft, and you'll laugh, right? But if you follow both their careers, right, for years,
yeah,
he's sat there, and he's about to finish it, and he looks at him, and it's mental. He looks at him and he goes, "Sorry, I love you." Hits him, beats him, right? And honest to God, I've never blubbed, right? I must have been, when I was watching that, about 13, and I remember just sitting there going, oh shit, what's happening? But it was that thing. It's like, I know it's fake, but it's just brilliant.
Yeah, so that's obviously like, yeah, so that's scripted then?
Yeah.
Oh, that was scripted.
So no, what would have been scripted is the fact that, okay, maybe in that situation, they may have scripted more parts of the match, but it's the fact that all the promoter, and this is the difference with, say, boxing or mixed martial arts or something to wrestling, it's not the physical side, it's more so you can't get to the top by winning all the time, because you don't win off your own back. You win off the fact that the promoter wants you to win. So okay. Say you could have somebody who's 4'2",
yeah,
against a monster.
Yeah,
you know he's going to kill him. If it was real, he'd kill him. But if the promoter wants the little guy to win, he's going to win, but not because he could.
What's the whole hierarchy in a sport then?
Path forward.
As in, well, the promoters or whatever are the hierarchy, as opposed to the athletes?
Well, not forward, yeah. So, Nusineda, Appended Vignetta.
As in, well, Pam Teen wrestler, pushing Dewis, or an issue, and
oh, a promoter. Case.
A promoter, yeah?
Yeah, on basic,
without sounding naive, like, Pam bod nhw'n cael y tei?
Oherwydd cwmni nhw dio. So, da chi'n gweithio i'r pobl yma sy'n rhedeg cwmni, so...
A maen nhw'n meddwl... Fel, os mae un... Os mae'r person yma yn ennill, fydd yn edrych yn well i cwmni ni, neu dwi'n just yn...
Ie, yeah, maen nhw eisiau... Be maen nhw eisiau? Maen nhw eisiau storylines lot o... Well, most of the time, maen nhw eisiau storylines. So, maen nhw eisiau... Gwneud i pobl dod yn ôl mis nesaf neu be bynnag. So, say you've got two wrestlers and what have you, and you try and build a narrative there, so there's a storyline, there's this building feud, so that next month you're going to want to think, oh god, I want to know where this goes, or yeah. Next week it's like, what happens next?
So really?
Because if you just get shows that are it's the same people,
someone
just
Ford,
in different matches. Go on.
Someone for my kind of Sorry to interrupt you there.
No, go on.
And well, mewn ffordd, they're kind of well, well, watch EastEnders or whatever.
Yeah, but it's so proper in spandex.
Yeah, fatha, you know, so it's well, oh, is Kevin gonna, you know, blow his brains out next week or what?
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's just soap opera, and that's. But obviously, it's got a different stigma than when because it's something that you watch as a kid.
So you could argue.
A lot of people.
I mean, so yeah, so I think actually, dadla bod the wrestlers and Cali kind of Cali portrayed as more artists na athletes. Bit of
oh, I didn't. Yeah, Manu. Before all else, it's a way of it's artistry. It's a creative outlet. So it's and I know you know firsthand the things I've tried before, and I've tried to start my own t-shirt companies. I've designed this and designed that, and it's just the perfect mesh of everything for me anyway. Because it's the whole sport side of things, and you've got to keep yourself mentally and physically well. Obviously, I'll go into that in a bit, but. It's putting that together, and that work ethic, and the fact that I've trained for multiple different things and had some sort of training schedule since I was probably in high school. So
yeah, because
it's probably about 13, 14.
Box you on in Ysgol Bird.
Well, when you cychwyn chwarae pêl droed pan o'n i'n bach,
everyone does.
Yeah, dyna beth ni'n shit, obviously.
Yeah, but yeah, ma'n to the point. Well, ti'n meddwl bod agwedd pobl di newid at chwaraeon amgen fel wrestlers fel alternative sports?
Dwi'n siŵr.
Yeah, ti'n meddwl ma'n dal yn kind of under the table sort of subject neu sport or whatever.
Well, hollol dibynnu ar y person.
Yeah.
Hollol dibynnu ar y person. So, pan o'n i'n bach, well, literally blwyddyn chwech, so be deg, naw, o'n i fel, oh, di o'n neud, o'n just mynd a just cychwyn a there we go, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Ac o'n i just complete oven be fysa pobl yn allan meddwl, a dwi'n gwybod pam, it's just a
well, yeah,
it's a thing.
Ti'n cael dy influence o gymaint gen mes ti'n ysgol, ag...
Well,
pan oedd ni'n ysgol, football was, it was either football or nothing really. Ella,
yeah.
Rugby to some degree, and like it was just football or between of
yeah.
And it's great if you like football, and us to kind of because so let's not beat around the bush. Team a massive fan of Pildroid now.
Oh, neither of them. Go well. Doing hoffy Gwylio Cymru. Then about it. Just go out doing.
Yeah.
It doesn't interest me. But I won't shit on somebody for.
Oh no!
For
exactly.
Likely.
Exactly. As in, well. I wish the power been with that open-minded fel na amdan to go alternative sports fel na. As in, well, pa sports are to gallu cymaru wrestle on the same, not as in, like, fighting with that kung fu na byd, neu jiu-jitsu,
no.
Ond fel, for that, is ping-pong? What, like, what?
Nah, beside,
no, ddim yn Olympic sports.
Beside deud, mwy fel rwy'n sy'n, canu neu rwy'n sy'n, mynd i drama nhw beth. Man, it is a sport, it is physical.
Yeah.
But I would say it's more the drama side of things that people are, they have more of a stigma against. The fact that you're not yourself, you're a heightened version of yourself, you're playing a character. Playing a character. And that's, I think, where the stigma comes from. Because it's, why would you wanna act, and why would you wanna be this and that, and
obviously,
whereas with
sorry, go on, carry on.
No, go on, I've finished.
So will Tim Albahuna the kind of help a team with Lily or with Dakra
Because,
well, you know, hopefully I'm not like saying too much, but like, you weren't in a good place last year.
Only off Gwaith. Hard weather, and he just and dude, you already you can't in the birth. I didn't struggle with anything beforehand, or I did and I didn't notice, and it manifests itself in different ways. And my main struggle was my self-esteem, my physical appearance. And it got to a point last year, I'd started a new job, things were changing, and my head was just completely all over the place. Mate, I would go into work, I'd drive into work every morning, and I'd be bawling, just like straight up bawling. And I don't mind telling you, like, I'll tell anyone.
As in, like, I'm well, my weird, isn't it, well, if I doing more, dwi'n bo, alla, ddim mor ifanc, ond fel, oed ni, mae kind of fel, I don't know if it's a taboo anymore, but it's not really heard of people, like, talking out about it.
Na, ac oedd definitely yn teimlo fel taboo pan mwyn i'n...
Especially fatha...
Oh my god, cychwyn, o'n i'n just fel, who am I going to tell it? What do I, this isn't normal, I've got nothing to complain about, why am I feeling like this?
Especially mewn fatha awyrgych fel fel ardal lle ni'n byw, mae kind of fel, I feel as a stigma on lads to be sort of, you know, big and hard sort of...
Big blokes, like drinking pints, wearing tight white skinny jeans.
Dyna di peth, as in fel, ti yn fel, without sound weird, you're kind of, you kind of must be lad. You must be lad.
Thank you very much.
So you'd think, oh, no worries. You'd think, right. So ti'n meddwl bod pob ddim yn okay, like, but obviously under the curtains it's a total different point of view, isn't it?
And in some ways, in some aspects, you could think that is the only reason I'm like this. I think one of the bizarre things that so I left work. I was off sick, and that's something I'd never done. I mean, I've worked since I was 13. Yeah. I never, like, literally, I think I might have had... No, I've not, I didn't have one day off sick. So this was a completely out of character. I was like, I don't want to do this. This isn't right. This isn't me. I can't not do anything. I need structure. And then it hit me. I was like, I'm going to have to... I'm crumbling here. I don't know what's happening. So anyway, I left. They got me counselling. They were great. To be fair, they were really good about it.
Yeah.
And I had quite a demanding job, especially emotionally as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it just sort of hits you because you're dealing with people.
Was this the job you're in now?
So yeah, it's the job I'm in now. Technically, it's changed a bit. So I'm a support worker. I deal with homeless under 25s.
Okay.
And dealing with it's almost like you're dealing with people who have real.
My one's quite hefty on its own, isn't it?
As in
that can wear down on you just that job on its own, well, without all the shit of life.
If I'm honest, do their actual job, them doing, I absolutely love my job.
Yeah.
Honestly, no regrets at all. We literally in doing high Gwaith.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
As weird as it sounds. And on felt, why am I feeling like this? Pam and Tim of Elma.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop up and Gwaithio. I said, there are real, real problems. Manu Delia have a breath. Pam yn fel indig saith, yn dig oeth, a mae'n delio fe angen symud allan o cancer, a mae'n fel, oh, mum and dad don't love me, they don't want to. Mm. So it was, why am I feeling like this? And then it was just accepting that it's just sort of the way I am. And I think it was strange going to speak to somebody about it, because you pick up on things that have always been prevalent, they've always been there.
Yeah.
For example, it's I was a kid, right? I was a kid and I must have been about, God, about seven probably. So young. I was in near if I couldn't have, I couldn't actually just completely just stop your boy altogether.
Seriously.
I couldn't even. I can't do this. I'm not. I'm gonna be. I'm gonna go fat. I'm gonna go
Mae'n mad o
this.
gyfo... So ti beth i'n meddwl pan oedden ni'n... Pan oedden ni'n... Pryd oedden ni'n saith? Bwyd nwyth?
Na, locking. O'n i bach yn I was a little chunky boy in the set na. Ok,
Yeah, but
na, ti a
that's the
bwyd
thing, as in, like, dwi'n
yn
cofio...
pimp, dwi'n meddwl?
Dwi'n cofio
Bwyd
yn
pedwar?
ysgol pan oedden ni fel... Ti'n gwybod, oedd rhai o lads yn... Not to bring back dark memories am fel... To cover
Go on.
pobl yn galw ti'n deo a stuff pan oedden ni'n... Pan oedden ni'n
Oh, yeah.
ysgol. And like, ar y pryd, oedd pawb fatha... It wasn't like a... It was just a joke. A mae mor...
Oedd.
A mae mor mad a mae rhywbeth bach fel yn gallu just effeithio gymaint ar... You know, on everything else in your later years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, dyna, i bod yn onest, dwi'm yn gwybod faint o effaith nath wrestle actually gael ar hon. Oedd pan o'n i'n mwynhau gwylio fo pan o'n i'n bach, o'n i wastad yn cymharu fy hun i pobl ma ar teledu pan ma... These 35-year-old blokes who are on telly, o'n i fel, dwi angen edrych fel yma, dwi angen edrych fel yma, pam dwi'n mynd edrych fel yna? Ac o'n i fel, why am I, pam dwi'n, pam dwi ddim yn edrych fel yna? Ac o'n i fel gwthio fy hun. So i'n bod yn onest, dwi'n meddwl, oedd hwnna'n cael bach o effaith arno fo. So o'n i just i stopio bwyta, yn mynd yn dena, ac o'n i fel, right, I can't do this anymore.
Dwi... os na fel wrestlers sydd ddim, to, sydd kind of they're not like your stereotypical wrestlers and like they're not they've got like a dad bod sort of thing.
Well yeah, mana, especially Rowan. And I'm wedding
in
at an independent scene. Mana rhai, ma dyn nhw'n ti'n methu bod out of shape.
Yeah.
I wneud o, mae o'n mor, it's so taxing.
Yeah.
Ond mana rhai sydd ddim efo'r ideal god physique. Ond maen nhw, it's all character based. Efo wrestler, ti'n gallu bod yn ddim yn great.
Yeah.
Technically, fel pobl fel The Rock, y pobl massive, mae pawb yn nabod. Dyn nhw'n amazing, and technically, fel pethau maen nhw'n neud, ond maen nhw just efo'r character, a'r charisma, a maen nhw fel, that's it, like...
Ie, dwi'n teimlo fel yn rest o'n fwy i neud efo character chdi. As in fel, pan o'n i'n tyfu fyny, o'n i'n idolisio The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Fel, like, I don't think he had such a great body or anything. I just thought he was like a... I just thought he was a, dunno, just a cool guy. Pan o'n i'n efo, yn cynnig fel, oh, fucking hell. The boy went amazing.
Yeah, but honestly, it's like, yeah, man, crazy how with my, at the same breath, it's actually been absolutely incredible, performance wise.
Yeah.
Technically, absolutely incredible. Can do some brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
On also scandal them charisma, them character, them beard. That's it. You won't do anything.
So at the Ponty rest the one. Ydy actually'n fath brifo chi? Ydy o'n brifo ti?
Oh, yeah. Ie, mae'n brifo.
Mae'n ynddyn.
Nid gymaint a ddylsa fo.
Nid ych chi di chwarfa allan i... T'w go... I ddim... I don't know. To not hurt in a way.
Na. Mae'n
ffully yn brifo. Mae'n ffully yn brifo
dyn. Oh, yeah. Obviously, mae'n ffordd i... O pan da chi'n syrthio yn eich cefn, chi'n slapio'r, you hit the canvas, so you distribute the impact across your shoulders, but it still hurts.
Cos dwi'n just ddim yn... Nes i watch a documentary, Louis Theroux, o fo'n, dwi'n gwybod sydd wedi gweld o, o fo'n interview o'r wrestlers ma, ag, As in, oedd o'n mynd yn ôl backstage efo rei independence, dim ol. Ag, oedd nhw'n ôl full on, like, head to toe, like, in blood. O ti'n mynd i'r extreme yna, pam ti'n neud o, neu...
Wel, i bod yn onest, dwi heb, fel o'n i'n deud, dwi heb neud o. Eto. Dwi heb, wel, dwi wedi bod yn dau show ond o'n Battle Royal, so dwi ddim really yn performance. Ond, dwi ddim yn meddwl eto fyddai, oherwydd, mae'r sioe, well, y sioe fyddai ar, yn gyntaf, fydd nhw very family friendly. So, dwi'n gwybod os...
Dyna ffwn, cos yn yr documentary yma, oedd yr crowd yn like, flooded efo fel... O, pwy di hwnna? Dwi'n bo. Ond, oedd y crowd yn flooded efo fatha, dwi'n bo, at least hanner audience yn under 12.
In America, dyn
so,
efo,
as I was going to say, as in fel, mae'n insane fel, the difference in the...
Now, and then, a Perth of a wrestler, man, a deathmatch wrestling, well, it's a day, light tubes and stuff like that. Yeah, man, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you have them really, stuff Dwayne Hoffy, stuff here, my own, it's athletically amazing. Mm. Like, this is like, how can they do this kind of stuff?
Yeah,
and, well, Demal, match, my favourite match. Was an Iron Man match with Shawn. The Iron Man match with Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart at WrestleMania. They go for 60 minutes. They go for over 60 minutes. And you watch the match and it's not stuff like they're not doing nothing for 60 minutes. They're flying about and it's brilliant. But it's the perfect blend of athletic ability. So you're looking at these guys and you're like, right, these are fit, these are in shape, they know what they're doing. But then at the same time, you're like, the story's unbelievable. It's just like the perfect storytelling.
Cymaru hwnna, cymaru i chdi'n wrestlo, i chdi'n boxio, what's like, wyt ti'n teimlo mwy fatha out of shape yn wrestlo, neu wyt ti'n teimlo mwy out of shape yn boxio, as in fel, like how fit you were, how long your stamina could go on for?
Dwi'n meddwl...
Prime to know some way of challenging.
Dwi'n meddwl really cymhari oherwydd pan mwn i'n bocsio ni'n lot fwy ifanc. Ond dwi'n meddwl y gwahaniaeth ydy fel, da chi'n gallu bod yn lot... You can be a lot less fit and wrestle.
Okay.
Oherwydd, os da chi ddim yn fit and bocsio, there's a real, real, real risk there.
Yeah.
There's a real risk.
Yeah.
So os da chi'n, say da chi'n enfawr yn wrestler, da chi'n just, ma'r DNRF just gallu gweithio o gwmpas hwnna. So if I'm sort of against somebody who's huge,
yeah,
he's not gonna be doing much of the work. I'll be doing much of the work. He won't be hitting the canvas a lot because he's bigger and it wouldn't make much sense. So then you add it into the story, the fact that he's big, and you work around that. But the difference is my mindset and my drive my ethic has been the same since I was boxing. So it's not changed. You know what I mean? I still want to be in that condition, although it's not as necessary as it was in boxing.
Yeah.
It's still, I still want it because you've got to make anything of it. You've got to treat it like, you've got to take it seriously. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Arsenal big scene there yn Cymru am wrestler, as in fel, cos dwi'n cofio o'n i'n arfer clywed lows amdano fatha small independent boxing matches, but I hear nothing about, you know, independent wrestling or whatever.
Well, does na ddim seen mass, well, ddim yn Gogledd Cymru anyway, mae'n a bach, so mae'n a BPW somewhere, obviously, mae'n a basics pro wrestling, so lle dwi'n, where I train, a wedyn mae'n a fusion, yn Abergele, dwi'n meddwl?
Yeah, Abergele.
Rwle fan'na.
Yeah.
A wedyn ma' na Britannia Prestatyn, a wedyn dwi'n na bim, really. Ond yeah. I bai am nhw. Ac ma' na literally, dwi'n na bron i neb. Ma' na scene.
Yeah.
On...
City Mall,
sy'n gallu... Fel ti'n deud, it's not mainstream, fysa neb arall really yn gwybod amdano fo.
City Mall, sy'n gallu, fel sort of, hyrwyddo fo'n well, then? if it's a
Well,
publicity, ti'n meddwl bod o'n publicity, neu ti'n meddwl bod o just the lack of knowledge, neu ti'n meddwl bod o just the lack of interest?
Dwi'n meddwl,
dwi'n enjoy watching it, and I think it's really good, but honestly, ddim yn meddwl am, I'd only watch it if it was on TV, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and that's it. Like, it's not, you're not going to want to go and watch a show where it's going to be focused towards kids. Tim and Sheb, Mindy Gwylio. Well, in yr un, ffordd fysi ddim eisiau mynd i gweld, dwi'n gwybod, One Direction in concert, mae'n loads of kids, dwi'n gwybod. Gwahaniaeth ydi, dwi'n na ddim lot rwan, especially in Gogledd Cymru, just like them, wrestler sin appellio, it doesn't appeal to older, more mature audiences. Mae'na shows fel TNT, A Progress, Attack Pro Wrestling, Fight Club Pro, and Lloegr.
Yeah.
And it's enjoyable and it's independent and it's for that category of people between the ages of what, 18 and 35, or do you know what I mean? It appeals to them. It's the same kind of people that watched the Attitude Era, late 90s, early 2000s, which were when wrestling was at its peak. Everybody was watching it. It was on every TV.
So, see more of that for that decline, Mount, you know, the viewers one.
Oh, do well. Man, a bach of booster on the well. Man, it's on the up. On Dumel, just a lack of versatility, Dumel, in a product. Does nam lot I pobol fel fydd. So, fysa'i ddim really eisiau mynd i gwylio, rhywbeth sydd ddim yn, it's not targeted to me. Do you know, ti'n gwybod beth, Dumel?
Yeah.
Yn unig ffordd, ti'n gwybod pam da ni'n mynd i gig?
Yeah.
Fysa ni ddim eisiau mynd i gweld rhywun sy'n trio apelio at pobl ifanc neu pobl hen.
Ond, as in fel efo wrestler, wyt ti actually'n trio apelio i rhywun ifanc neu sy'n trio just apelio i pawb?
Apelio i pawb?
Yeah.
Apelio i pawb? Dyna...
I'd love to come see you sometime.
Well, dyna fo, I don't know about that. Ond dyna fo, it's getting that perfect balance.
Yeah.
Mae na, y lle gorau, dwi'n meddwl, dwi wedi gwylio un yn diweddar, ac wedi dweud, pan o'n i wedi cychwyn diwedd haf, o'n i fel, oh, I want to get in, I want to see how it all works, let us help out, I'll do my bit and see what goes on. Ac o'n i fel, oh yeah, nice one, come on then.
Oh,
so o'n i wedi mynd i campsite, right, in Penzawr, ffordd na Tawyn, dwi'n fel, ac o'n i fel, right, I'll sit down, whatever, watch the show, put the ring up, ac o'n i'n gwylio show, right, ac o'n on a plant, on a pobol hen, on a people in their 30s, people in their 20s, ac o'n gyd, they're on it, right? Ac o'n mental, but it was brilliant. With an atmosphere, incredible.
Extreme pantomime, that joke.
Yeah, it is. And anybody who tries to tell you that it's I don't know, it's, if they don't pretend that it's something it's not, do you know what I mean? Don't, because no, so don't.
So let's not beat around the bush.
Where the issue is,
it is a family affair sort of thing.
But it can appeal to anybody, and that's the beauty of it. You wouldn't get kids going to watch an MMA fight. Well, I don't know. I do live in Flint, so it might be. So you wouldn't get them going to watch an MMA fight, would you? But the parents might. But with the wrestling,
everyone can get
kids who want to go and watch. But then you got parents who might want to watch it, either a different product or the same product.
Yeah.
It's all about the way you advertise it and the way the stories you tell and the kind of characters you're working with.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Ian. First competition, chdi, nes ti mynd mewn efo heb dweud wrth neb?
Do.
Dwi dal
heb dweud wrth loads o pobol, fod dwi'n neud o oherwydd. There's a lot of people I don't bother with anymore.
Oh yeah, well yeah, mae'n material as well. To man, it's not, it's a waste of your time to even tell them in a way.
A hefyd, os dwi'n gwybod, dwi am deud wrth rwy'n, a maen nhw am trwy gwmpas a dweud, oh, why are you doing that? Be di'r pwynt,
fel stigma does, as in, pobl oedran ni, especially tha, ochra ni, efo, ti go, pobl mewn bod chdi'n really weird neu rhywbeth yn neud, rhywbeth sy'n slightly out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Well, dwi dal...
Dwi'n meddwl bod y ddau ni, mae'r ddau ni, oedden ni trwy ysgol and kind of experienced that together, do.
We're weirdos o beth. But yeah, it's fine.
Well, you know, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
That's fine, but I am, and I'll happily say it about myself. I'm a weirdo, but it's all right.
Yeah, we're all weirdos,
As long as you're all right to people, it's fine. You can be as weird as you want. It's one of the main reasons I started last year is because it was something that I'd recently got back into. So I think when I got to about the beginning of high school, it dropped off. Like nobody really watched it. So I was like, I kept in the loop of stuff that was going on, but I never really fully watched it until I got to about 15, 16, got back into it.
Yeah.
And then I was like watching it and just sort of it expanded from there. But then I got to a point where last year I had this thing that happened to my head, whatever happened, and I sat down and I was like, right, I'm gonna have to do something about it. Yeah. What will push me out of my comfort zone as much as possible, but I'll enjoy and it's worth it, and that's what I did because it's something I wanted to do and I'd love that. From a kid, I was like, it's my only option, it's all I want to do. When I was a kid, so I was like that, and then when I got back into it, it was like that exact mindset came back. And except this time, I had the work ethic.
That's definitely, do you feel that's definitely helped you, you know, your thought process? And
100%. When you literally, when dwetha, when you felt, right, I'm just going to do it, I'm going to go for it. If it makes me feel uncomfortable, that's good. I want to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to feel like I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
I do dala, do dala, I'm absolutely shitting it to do it.
Yeah.
So in front of, but I want to because it's something that I just, there's no feeling like it. Pan mwn i, dwi heb neud lot o gobl, dwi literally wedi dau show. Ond y tro gynta, o'n i di mynd allan, right?
Pan mwch ti'n teimlo fo bod chdi ddim yn cael, bod chdi ddim eisiau deud wrth neb, bod chdi'n neud o?
Dwi'n gwybod, hefyd ni just yn, bai fi oedd.
Oedd o kind of fel, I'm not like, dwi'n beio chdi'n byd, as in, other kind of all, you know, fear of what people might think, never.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, they're just didn't have thought by V either.
Are them just in trouble with an edge, you know, blah blah.
Nah. When he oven Davis, I probably medal.
Yeah.
A complete oven. Do dial them really in danger of problem? Gwaith, do them really? Do dial them in danger of lots of problem? It's nerves. And to dial and nader, I'm pushing myself, pushing my boundaries, and making myself feel uncomfortable because that's when I think I perform better. Is when I'm doing something I enjoy, but not necessarily like it makes me nervous. But that's good nerves because it makes you perform better. I think with last year, with what everything happened, it's literally changed. I'm a completely different person to what I was. Yeah. That time we went out last year, last summer. Just as I'd started, I'm a completely different person than I was back then.
I can see that. It's really nice to see that in you as well.
But one thing it's made me realise, and it's the reason I think you'll probably relate to this.
Yeah.
There's somebody who probably don't need, and they're in Neu Petha Manuisha, and they're in Cychwyn Band, and they're in Cychwyn Canny, and they're in Cychwyn, don't go out. Dancer, ydy o herwydd, maen nhw ofyn be bydd pobl eraill yn meddwl.
Yeah, mae'n massive.
So dwi'n gwybod hwnna rwan, so I've had that realisation. I'm not there, like I'm not completely better, but I know that if you want to do something now with your music, right, if another one of mates, like Aled, wants to do something with his film, all it takes, and I know this personally, that all it takes for them to actually do it is one mate who can go, yeah mate, go for it,
yeah,
do it.
That's where I feel that the three of us kind of connect in a way, because we're so
yeah
I don't know we're kind of not in a in a weird way, but you know, we're there for each other. You know, do you know what I
mean? That's it. You've got to back each other. That's it. You've got to back each other, and you've got to have somebody there to bounce ideas off that you know is supportive, but is also going to be honest with you. Like if you came to me and you were like, "Oh, Owen, listen to this,"
yeah,
and you played me a song,
yeah,
right, and if I was listening to it, and I was like, if it wasn't good, like I didn't enjoy it. Doesn't mean it's not good, obviously. Because who am I to say what's good and what's not? But if I was to listen to it and not enjoy it, I'd just be like, yeah, well, yeah, it's all right, but it's not really my thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just be honest, but you still want them to do stuff.
It is better. I think it's better for the person as well if you're being honest about it. Because
100%.
Because you don't want to. It's like with all Top and Paul and Dad. Britain's Got Talent or whatever, and my mum and dad, and then, my mum said I was really good, but, you know, you're pretty shite, I don't know.
Yeah, you're dog shit, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, dwi'n mynd allu roi dau orffen, dwi roi di enjoy'r sgwrs yna, gobeithio ti ydy.
Yeah, dwi'n class, yeah, dwi.
Diolch yn fawr am dod arno fo.
Nice one.
And good luck with the wrestling.
Cheers, mate.
Nice one. Cheers, lad.